Radio Free Readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Of the American Redoubt. This is the John Jacob Schmidt Show, and I hope you guys had a blessed week. As you may know, last Sunday we did not do our regularly scheduled podcast because Studio A is under reconstruction. We got flooded out, and so this week has been tearing out Studio A, ripping up carpet, drying everything out. Big massive storm that came through last week, and I was gone. I was going through a ground rod computer security course, and so I was gone for 5 days. So by the time I got back, it was just toast, ruined. And some folks were saying, hey, where's the show? I can't find it. But you haven't checked the website, radiofreeredoubt.com. We run into delays and things like that. That's where we'll post that kind of stuff. So if you're expecting a show and it's not there, then go check out the website. If you're not following us on Facebook, and that's where the update is, and that's what I've been doing this week. So it's kind of derailed me a little bit, but we are back up and operational. So other than that, it was a pretty good week. I feel blessed. There's some things I want to put on your radar here, but first I want to welcome everybody that's listening on 96.5 FM and AM 630. In the Spokane, Coeur d'Alene area, and also our live listening audience out there on the live streaming. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I want to remind you that God and Country is coming up in 2 weeks. That's June 30th through July 2nd. It is a great, great event. Lots of God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots. I will be there. I'll be speaking. Matt Shea will be speaking. I believe Pastor Sharam Hadian will be speaking. That's the last word I've got. And there's some other really great guests. Lots of training going on for self-reliance, preparedness for, you know, disaster preparedness, and a lot of history and heritage. Just a really well-rounded, great event. And the gates are going to open at noon on Friday, June 30th. That's the weekend before the 4th of July. So go to godandcountry.com. I'm sorry. Go to marblecountry.com, www.marblecountry.com. And there's the directions, more information. However, there's a tragic loss in the Marble community. Ronnie Buck passed away. So sad. She has been such an integral part. And she is such a godly woman, such a patriot. She was one of the heaviest lifters of all of the work that goes on behind the scenes to make God and Country happen. Organizing speakers, and really interacting with folks, helping them organize to, you know, put the whole thing together. She unexpectedly passed away last weekend. So please be patient with them. Someone said, hey, I emailed them to ask about RVs, but they never responded. I said, well, okay, there's a little situation. You know what? They do have RV parking spaces. People bring RVs and tents and everything else. So guess what? If you don't hear back from them, it's because they're a bit overwhelmed right now, and they're in a grieving process, and we all are. Ronnie Buck was a great, great woman. And so hook up your RV, drive to Marble, up to God and Country, and when you get there, we'll get it all sorted out. So be flexible. But there are RVs. If you want to take an RV, take it. Start rolling that way in 2 weeks, Friday. Look forward to seeing so many of you guys there. Now, we've got, we've got a lot of information to go over. Of course, there won't be enough time to go over it all, but I'm going to do my level best. I'm going to have fun trying. Now, remember when I said last week, hey, ISIS is calling for an all-out war to kick off Ramadan, and they are saying they're going to step up intense attacks on civilians in their homes, in the markets, on the roads. ISIS just put out the warning to other their Muslim brothers to avoid public places in the West because of some of the atrocities that they have planned. Remember what I said? Don't leave anywhere unarmed. Well, some of the folks in England really don't have a choice. Now, that was before the London Bridge incident. That was in response to the Manchester bombing. And then last weekend, another one, the London Bridge attacks, plowing into a crowd with a vehicle, jumping out with guys with knives and start slashing people. And when you look at this, the first response was by Theresa May a couple of weeks ago that we're going to start putting military on the streets. Our armed forces, we're going to be replacing the police at sporting events and other public events and venues. Martial law, military patrols on the streets of your homeland. Why? Because we have to guard you to keep you safe. We have to have checkpoints. We have to have military, not police, military. And what police are there are militarized. To guard you, to keep you safe. At all of your sporting events inside your country. Now, how did it come to that? This is gross negligence. The government's fundamental duty is to protect your borders, but you allow, even fund a group, a demographic group that has outwardly said, we are coming to destroy you. And you let them in. And then you have to tighten the control and the movements of all your citizens. You rob them of their rights to keep them safe when they should not even have been allowed to cross the border in the first place. So you let them all in knowing full well their intent, and now you must resort to militarizing police and putting military at sporting events and other public venues and patrolling the streets of your homeland because of the enemy that you've allowed inside. This is gross negligence. This is treasonous, actually, in my opinion. And this is happening all over the world. This is a demonically influenced effort. And you know what? The people of Europe have pretty much just sold out. And so now Theresa May comes out and says, we have to control the internet now because they're using the internet to plan. Now, this is a very dangerous trend. When they say extremism, what's the latest trend? Are governments of the world, are they addressing the Islamic threat and stating it as such, as a global jihad to establish a global caliphate? What the extremists, what they are doing is paying for these invaders to come into their countries, defending them and defending anyone who speaks out against this al-Hijra is attacked. What is under attack? What is extremism? Christianity, homeschoolers, people that believe in the rule of law, like the Constitution, people that believe in the Word of God. Those are the extremists. That's the narrative. Now, right now, this is in response over in England. This is in response to Muslim terrorist attacks. This should have never happened in the first place because they should not have Islamified their country. They're past the point of no return. And here's something else. You would think, and many of the conservatives in Europe thought, this might be an opportunity, actually, like in America, where the people woke up. And they put Trump, of all people, in there, who's actually doing much of what he said he was going to do. The world hates him. I mean, the secular world hates him. That's actually a pretty good, that gives him a pretty high score in my book on for as far as a litmus test of who you should get behind and who you shouldn't. But people that are putting their faith and their hope in a man are setting themselves up for failure. That's not where our hope should be lying. Our hope should be in Christ. But we're not doing that. All of our hope is going into one man that he'll seal our borders and stop the flow of Muslims into our country. And we did not repent on November 11th. So now Europe is falling. You'd give them a chance to wake up. This is their final wake-up call to change their course of action. Well, I believe they're already past the point of no return in Europe. For losing their culture and losing their identity, and basically the Europe that we've always known is falling. And the conservatives this week could not even get a majority to vote for Theresa May. The ultra right conservative right wing Theresa May in Britain. The ultra right conservative who out of her very mouth said we have to begin controlling the internet and we have to begin replacing military law enforcement with the military. That's pretty ultra-right conservative, right? Wrong. France's hope for Le Pen to finally institute some Trump-like conservative policies to protect their nationalism, their national identity, was defeated. They have spun the rope for their own noose. They have rejected even what they claim are hardline right-wing Europe. So now these controls must come into place. Danger, danger. When they say these measures must be taken to deal with these extremists. Extremists. What they're saying are extremists. They're talking about Muslim jihadists who they funded and allowed and aggressively sought out policies to completely alter the demographics of their nation. They brought the enemy in. Now it is out of control, just like as planned, I believe. And now all of these heavy control measures must be put in place. It should have never gotten that far. So I'm reminded of a quote by James Madison. He said, "If tyranny and oppression come to this land, it will be under the guise of fighting a foreign enemy." And tyranny, oppression, and oppression will come to this land, is coming to this land, all in the name of fighting a foreign enemy. Terrorism. But in the Czech Republic, from the Washington Post, there are a couple European countries that are not playing this godless, leftist, globalist game in Europe. They are the black sheep, the Czech Republic and Hungary. They have really bucked the system and angering people. But a couple of months ago, Czech President Miloš Zeman made an unusual request. He urged citizens to arm themselves against a possible super Holocaust carried out by Muslim terrorists. Is this unprecedented? No. This has actually happened before in history where a Holocaust, super Holocaust, was underway by Muslims and the European leaders gathered together to combine forces to push back this onslaught. It was called the Crusades. And it was the only thing that saved Europe from being completely overran by Islam. So there's fewer than 4,000 Muslims in the Czech Republic, which has got a population of about 10 million people. But gun purchases spiked. And people are taking heed because 4,000 Muslims can turn into tens of thousands and even millions very quickly. So we've seen how they've pushed across the borders in Europe. It's sad, But then, isn't it interesting? Saudi Arabia, they closed the local Al Jazeera office, claiming that they were promoting plots and terror, of terrorist groups. Saudi Arabia. It'd be interesting to know what type of backdoor discussions was taking place there. In the United States, in the American Redoubt, Pamela Geller covered this, and it's also over at Redoubt News. The travesty, no justice for a 5-year-old rape victim for the Muslim migrants. Sharia law in Idaho is how it starts off. The three Muslim refugee boys who pleaded guilty in the heinous sexual attack of a 5-year-old girl in Idaho were sentenced yesterday. No jail time. The judge barred everyone in the courtroom, including the victim's own parents, the little girl's parents, from speaking about the case and threatened anyone with serious consequences if they violated his edict. Well, somebody actually did anonymously contact Pamela Geller to let her know what happened. And no jail time for these Muslim migrants that sexually assaulted this 5-year-old girl, with a gag order placed on everybody who was in the courtroom. The court heard all about how the attackers are doing well in school and how smart they are. They were praised for the supposed ordeal they had to go through. It was claimed that all three are suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder from having to go through the courtroom proceedings. This is in America. Janice Kroger, the senior deputy prosecuting attorney who was supposed to be trying the boys for their crimes, defended the boys and repeatedly attacked Lacey, the victim's mother. A therapist for the boys was present, as well as a parole officer and a detective. Everything that was said was designed to portray the perpetrators as victims. Throughout the proceedings, they were repeatedly called victims. And the youngest one was called the biggest victim of them all. Unbelievable. Well, there are rallies across the United States that are taking place this weekend. Anti-Sharia law rallies. There's an article here from AP News. Looking ahead, Muslim leaders and others are concerned about anti-Sharia or Islamic law. You want to go to ACT, Act for America, Act for America, to find out where an anti-Sharia march and demonstration is taking place, because these are happening all across the country this weekend. It's about time Americans started standing together and speaking out about this. It's just long overdue. So these ACT rallies, ACT for America, and of course the Muslims are saying they feel scared, they feel threatened, they feel intimidated by these anti-Sharia marches. So they're saying what this really is anti-Muslim rallies. They're calling it anti-Sharia. And these right-wingers claim that Sharia law is incompatible with the Constitution, and that Muslims are trying to replace the Constitution with Sharia law. Now, the conservatives didn't make this up. The reason why they're saying Sharia law is inconsistent and incompatible with the Constitution, and why concerned patriots in America, mostly Christians, are concerned about Sharia replacing the Constitution, is that that's precisely what the Muslims have said has to happen. One street interview after another, how many imams have we watched interviews with? Do you think that the Constitution is incompatible with Sharia? Oh, yes, yes, of course. Do you think that Sharia should replace the Constitution? Yes, for Muslims, of course, yes. And there are those who have said, we are going to tear down the Constitution and we are going to replace it with Sharia. We've seen these quotes over and over. It's a no-brainer what they intend to do, because you don't even have to guess. They've clearly said what their intentions are. So then you get articles from the Associated Press saying they're having these protests against Sharia because some people think that Sharia is incompatible with the Constitution. So those that are standing against Sharia, standing for the Constitution, just completely unreasonable. Fear-mongering. Well, you know you got to do the right thing, and you cannot be persuaded by those who are blinded and do not see the threat for what it is. It's time to stand for Americanism. It's time to stand for our heritage, to stand for our Constitution, and say that that is the law of the land, and it cannot be replaced by any other law, especially Sharia. That'll be our undoing. We'll be back in a minute. Stay right there.
We cannot allow this ideology the safe space it needs to breed. Yet that is precisely what the internet and the big companies that provide internet-based services provide. We need to work with allied democratic governments to reach international agreements that regulate cyberspace to prevent the spread of extremist and terrorism planning. And we need to do everything we can at home to reduce the risks of extremism online. This means that armed police officers responsible for duties such as guarding key sites will be replaced by members of the armed forces. You might also see military personnel deployed at certain events, such as concerts and sports matches. We need to regulate cyberspace, and we need to do everything we can to reduce the risks of extremism online. Police officers will be replaced by members of the armed forces.
This is Matt Shea with your daily news commentary, the way I see it. The 51st state, Liberty State. There are a lot of myths going around, and one of them is that it's not popular, born of ignorance, and only a bunch of hicks support the move to split a state. Well, that's funny, because polls with over 10,000 responses, including KXLY, not known as a bastion of conservatism, showed an average of 74% in support. Crosscut, a socialist-leaning publication, said the movement is born of ignorance. They claim that us hicks actually do share the same values, culture, traditions, and heritage as downtown Seattle. Really? We believe the Constitution means what it says, and the Bible is the Word of God. We believe in the sanctity of life, liberty, property, and the ability to defend the same. Time and again, Seattle has rejected and repudiated those ideas. The truth is, we are already two states, and the fact they have to ridicule such a popular idea proves it. At least, that's the way I see it. This is Matt Shea. Thank you for listening. Paid for by the Community Elect Matt Shea Republic.
Welcome back to segment two of Radio Free Redoubt, the John Jacob Schmidt Show. Segment two is brought to you by Riverfront Suites. If you need to just get away for a weekend, or if you need to lay your head somewhere while you are in the area looking for a place to strategically relocate to, beautiful St. Mary's, Idaho, check out riverfrontsuites.com. Just 50 yards from the river dock, the St. Joe there. All right, we've got a quote here. I want to say from Thomas Jefferson, when once a republic is corrupted, there is no possibility of remedying any of the growing evils but by removing the corruption and restoring its lost principles. Every other correction is either useless or a new evil. And that's kind of the idea behind the 51st state, Liberty State, and that is growing momentum. Huge. And we ask that you get behind that. You go to the website's coming anytime, but go to PatriotPolls, PLLS.org, to vote for your choice for the 51st state flag and the state seal for Liberty State. Once we hit 1,000 voters, whoever has whichever flag and whichever seal has the most votes will be official. So, anyway, go and check that out. We want your testimonies. Moving to the American Redoubt, we know who you are. God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots. Well, some of those on the left are saying, yeah, these are just a bunch of wacko frothing-at-the-mouth preppers. Well, that's not true. These are God-fearing, liberty-minded patriots that are moving for all the right reasons. I want to hear your testimonies. I'm trying to share one of these each week, so I'm going to share another one tomorrow. It's kind of cool. The New American has got an article covering the topic is a proposed state of liberty constitutional. I love the New American. Really good discussion there. But we need you guys' help. I know this is a hugely popular movement. It's growing quickly. It's very popular. People are behind it. They're supportive of the idea of having a 51st state. That's pretty cool. Now, we are not without our struggles. There is a sharp divide. We didn't cause it. We're cruising along through life, living as Christian, American, patriots, raising our families. Someone else came along and said, we want America to be different now. And we say, no, that's actually flies in the face of my beliefs and our heritage and our history and who we are. And that creates an unwholesome environment for my children and grandchildren. No, I disagree with you. Oh, now we are causing division. Now we're the extremists, right? Well, the extremists, which are actually revolutionary communists, are taking to the streets and becoming more and more hostile. I've got an article I'm going to go over tomorrow night on the podcast. And it breaks down several groups that are picking up the banner. And they do have a banner. It's a red banner with a black fist with the snake, the don't tread on me snake, in its fist like they're choking the snake. And this red, communist red flag with black lettering and a black fist with the snake clenched in the fist says, we will tread. And these groups are increasingly getting hostile and arming up. But guess what? As these organizations protest, there's a bounty up to $500 now for one of those We Will Tread flags. Radio Free Redoubt is throwing in $100 toward the bounty for anybody who captures a communist revolutionary We Will Tread red flag from any of those demonstrations. Join us tomorrow night for a lot more. God bless.